Well, it's been a busy week, hasn't it? Had a lot to talk about here on the New Directions podcast. Most especially, unfortunately, a couple of obituaries. I come on with you this time around to kind of lighten things up a little bit. We have this little game tomorrow happening in Las Vegas, in case you haven't heard and been under a rock in that time frame. But I thought I'd take a different approach than the ones you've probably heard all week long, and maybe even before that. Give you kind of the perspective of the Super Bowl itself from someone who is not a football fan. And for the second segment, give you the perspective of someone that is, and give you my prediction for the game. We'll just simplify everything this time around on the New Directions podcast. This is our Super Bowl edition, my friends. We'll get into it on the other side of this break. When you look for places to eat, specifically fast food, you find yourself trying to decide between, for instance, hamburgers, chicken sandwiches, steak sandwiches, subs, for kind of a sub actually, and a few other odds and ends in between. What if I told you that there was a place that you can get almost all of what I just mentioned? Well, guess what, my friends? There is a place. This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions podcast here to tell you about Texas Tom's. This place has everything and everything big. They have cheeseburgers. They have Italian sausage. They have steak sandwiches. They have chicken sandwiches. I think I might have even seen fish, but I don't know. They have a lot of different sides, such as okra, mushrooms, my personal favorite onion rings, that's just to name three. I had never eaten there before recently, and I'm coming on right now to recommend it highly. When you're in the neighborhood of a place like this, I hope that you're preparing to stop. Every possible thing that you could want is at Texas Tom's. The hamburgers, the chili dogs even, I forgot to mention the chili dogs. Chicken sandwiches, you name it, it's all there. And if you leave that place hungry, that is on you. Stop at Texas Tom's near you, and my friends, you will be very, very glad that you did. I would imagine the fanatics that are Chiefs and 49er fans are feeling the same kind of tension as that bit of music leading into this segment. A pretty good family feud question, I think. Steve Harvey didn't even think of this one. Would be this: name a time of the year when a lot of news stories would normally take place. The number one answer, of course, what we're getting ready to have, the Super Bowl. I've seen a lot of Super Bowl games, starting with number 12, between Denver and Dallas. There's one thing that I've actually noticed in recent years about the Super Bowl that hasn't been as true beforehand. It is the one time of the year where you would hear everything about everyone associated with the game. Some of you that are very definitely not football fans would want to do everything you can to stay away, and that's understandable. It's the one time of the year that for the two teams that have teams in the game, my goodness sakes alive, you hear enough about it that you would think every television station that you tune into or radio station that you listen to talks about it. Now, before I go any further, let me say one thing. I'm not saying that that's wrong. I'm saying it because that's what I've observed a lot. A lot of people in the work side of life also talk about the upcoming matchup. And I'll go into detail on that in the next segment. But I really started noticing people would do anything possible to keep the story alive, especially here in Kansas City. My friends at Fox 4 have been doing some things that they would not normally do over the course of a year. For instance, Abby Eden one day actually kicked a football. She didn't kick it very high. She didn't get the field goal. She was at an NFL experience down in Vegas. And maybe Abby might have been embarrassed enough to really take into account the phrase I've heard a lot, whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But this is the one time of the year where I have heard even more background news than ever before. The fact that the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl now for the fourth time in 5 years, as I've got down pat now, is remarkable. We that follow sports here in Kansas City, quite honestly, have not been used to that. And it's good to see. And I've noticed, given the position I'm working at Red X, a lot more sales from folks. The fact that Valentine's Day is right around the corner has something to do with that, I'm sure, too. But when you stop and think about it, yes, people are going to buy Super Bowl-related things. People were even considering that the day after the game ought to be a national holiday. I couldn't disagree more. I say that mainly as not a total fan of football. I'll follow it, but I don't follow it that closely. The two teams that are there deserve to be there. They have earned every bit of what they've been able to accomplish. And I think it's very good that they've been able to go as far as they have. But I found myself getting to the point, most especially yesterday and the day before, of thinking, enough already. Could we please get to the game? There has even been early odds on the national anthem. What I have been hearing is that there are going to be three different anthems sung. One of them, America the Beautiful. Another, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Third and finally, the one that matters the most, our national anthem. Yes, there has been controversy on it. I get that. But in this hyped community that I live in, I think the time has come, ladies and gentlemen, to calm down just a little bit. Before we go further, the national anthem is going to be sung by Reba McEntire, who has sung it many times before. To those of you who are in the military and are concerned about this, okay, I respect it. But as I've been saying on social media all week long about that subject, you're in good hands with Reba McEntire. She's not Allstate, I get that. But you are in very, very good hands. Let me see. There has been so much hype that you would think football, the National Football League is trying to put everything they have into one week because beginning this coming Monday, they think they're going to be forgotten. Let me assure you of something, NFL and Roger Goodell especially. You're not going to be, and I'll tell you why. Here in Kansas City, I think we have very definitely become a football town. I will still see people in my own personal community, and I know Gayla will too, with a lot of Kansas City Chiefs wear. And let me make it clear once again, I see nothing wrong with that. It just seems to me, and I'm probably going to see it when I go into work later today, that people are going to go hog wild. And I think people have good intentions about not waiting until the last minute, but to be quite honest, folks, that's still going to happen. They're still going to have people coming in. I'm hearing that there will be a breakaway around 5 o'clock. I hope and pray that they're right. I have seen so many holidays in my work life that you would think people have had it down that we're going to close on time, but I have the faith in people's plans. But it's also the hope that it's going to work. And I'm still hoping that it will. When the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl against San Francisco 4 years ago, I had had a game plan that I was going to be on with this show right after the final gun sounds in Las Vegas tomorrow. Well, when the final gun was in Miami then. Yes, I did follow through. And I'm going to go on record right now and say the very same thing here. Win or lose, when the final gun does sound, yes, I will be on. And I hope to be able to come on to mention a Chiefs victory. Yes, it has been hyped. But we're finally to the point, and I think even the people that have been doing the hyping all week long are getting tired of it anyway. And if that's the case, good deal. We're going to finally get to this. And to those of you that will be by your TVs come 5:30 for that game, more power to you. And I think you're probably looking forward to it as much as we are. On the other side of this break, we're going to change gears, and I'll give you my prediction on the game. Be right back. Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast, here to tell you about Riverside Red X's Roundup initiative for the month of February. The Strategic Kids Foundation, SKF for short, specializes in helping parents with the day-to-day responsibilities while they're working with their children going through cancer treatments. This is a very, very worthwhile cause, and I'd like for us all to consider rounding our purchases up to the nearest dollar for those folks. The Strategic Kids Foundation. They help the parents with day-to-day responsibilities. The kids that have cancer, you're in our prayers. SKF, helped out by your very own local Riverside Red X. Now let's switch gears and approach this from the football fans' perspective. Yes, the two teams have met in the Super Bowl before, 4 years ago. And yes, it was a close game all the way down the line. I can even remember what I was doing on that particular day. I did work that day and was off at 8:30 that night, 8:30 Central Time. And at the time I was off, the score was 20-10 in favor of San Francisco. I find my way home, turn on the television at that point, and follow it the rest of the way. For those of you who remember the game, you know it didn't end with that score I just mentioned. It ended up with the first Super Bowl win in 50 years for the Chiefs. That was 4 years ago. This is now. I'm going to be working also that day. But only this time, we'll see even more of the game. And the 49ers have a little bit different roster this time around. The quarterback they had in 2020, I believe, was Jimmy Garoppolo. It is now Brock Purdy, who was a third-string quarterback leading into the year. But he turned his third string into a start and revitalized the San Francisco 49ers. They have a running back named McCaffrey, who is very, very good. He's not as big as one of my favorites, Jerome Bettis, but he's very much serviceable and very talented. Will he be a factor tomorrow? Yes. Will they play through the full game this time around? I think they probably will. What happened with them and Detroit, I guess they might have been asleep to start with because they came back and played the second half, rallied and won the game, and won their spot against the Chiefs. A word to both teams. Don't let your foot off the gas. When you do that, as we saw here in Kansas City, you're going to lose. Now let's move over to the Chiefs for just a second. The only name, I believe, that isn't there this year that was in 20 was Tyreek Hill. Those of you that are Chiefs fans, you're welcome to get on my message board here on the podcast and fill me in on names that I might have missed. I might have missed a few, and I'll be honest with you and admit if I had. The Chiefs are in a very unique situation. Flashback with me, if you would, to when the Chiefs were in a position to repeat as Super Bowl champions in 2021. Their opponent, who eventually won it, lost a game to the Chiefs and won the rest, including a rematch with the Chiefs that really wasn't in doubt. We're not going to spend time talking about that particular ball. I could do that all day long. I am seeing a similar position developing. Similar situation, I should say, developing. The Chiefs, as we all know, played on Christmas Day against the Raiders. Or should I say, forgot to play. They did lose, and it wasn't very close. It wasn't as close as the score indicated. In any case, since that game, the Chiefs have won every single game that they've played. A similar streak to what the Buccaneers had way back in 21. I'm seeing history repeating itself with the Chiefs involved, only this time around on the winning side. Like the game they had in 20, yes, it will be competitive. Yes, it will be tough. Yes, as I said a moment ago, neither team is going to have to get off, cannot afford to let off the gas. They have to keep going all the way through. With all the hype we've had this week, I do not see the gas get people getting off the gas. The fans are on the gas with their enthusiasm. But in any case, I've had people ask me around work my opinion on the game. And I'm going to use the final segment here to give you mine. I am giving the win, as I did in 20, to the Chiefs. My predicted score, yes, the Chiefs have a good defense. The 49ers do too. But I think it's going to be a little more of an offensive show. I'm seeing the final score being 30-27 in favor of Kansas City. And I think it's going to be a very aggressive game all the way down the line. You heard it here first on the podcast, folks. My predicted team, Kansas City. My predicted score, 30-27. We will close out the Super Bowl preview of this podcast on the other side of this break. He's performed with his friends for over 50 years. But that's not the only group he performs for. He has a family, and a very big one at that. And they're coming, guys. William Lee Golden is bringing his three sons, a few grandchildren, and an all-star band to a concert venue near you. They're not just country. They're not just rock and roll. They're not just gospel either. They do it all. And they do it all very, very well. So follow the Hillbilly Highway and find the Goldens coming to a theater near you. Be sure to join me for the podcast, a special edition of this, immediately after the Super Bowl tomorrow night. We'll recap it a little bit and maybe share some other football thoughts. I have no idea how that's going to work, but we'll come up with something. I know God's helps me out a lot too. So we will have something lined up. Beginning, I think, with We Are the Champions, like I did 4 years ago. But we'll see what happens. But win or lose, be sure to join me for the Super Bowl wrap-up show here on the New Directions podcast. And here's hoping that, regardless of who wins, we can all get back to some semblance of normality and get a chance to maybe possibly move on a little bit. And may it not be a letdown as much as maybe a chance to build our spirits back up, a chance that we had to get together for a weekend or in Vegas or in parties or whatever the case may be. And may things continue to run the way God wants them to run. I'll just leave it at that. That's going to wind things up for this Super Bowl preview edition of the New Directions podcast. Thank you for being with me as always. We'll see you tomorrow night. To get us out of here, the football song that I knew I could find. Here's Kenny Chesney with The Boys of Fall.
Chill. Smell that fresh cut grass. I'm back in my helmet, cleats and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall. They didn't let just anybody in that club. Took every ounce of heart and sweat and blood to get to wear those game day jerseys down the hall. Kings of the school, man, where the boys are fall. Well, it's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's batting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air, all right. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I've got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a song. The boys are four. In little towns like mine, that's all they got. Newspaper clippings fill the coffee shops. The old men will always think they know it all. Younger